Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, that is funny, Monty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning, all.
I found some very interesting things while I was fishing around looking for things that would be especially interesting to Whitney. But I don't have them on here. They're going to be for some of the healthy child, some ideas for the healthy child. Protect our children sites. There's some interesting things that for a follow-up that a person could do in putting a little mastermind group together with other moms, so you have a regular connection and maybe draw in some more people who want to have healthy babies. I think it looks pretty exciting for all of us to share with young moms particularly, and with other people who have young moms in their families. So good morning to everybody. Let us go ahead and get started. Sorry to be a couple minutes late. I was fighting with my phone. First I was fighting with my computer. Then I was having a little fight with my phone. So sorry to be a little bit tardy. Health Style is a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, helping us to become and stay more mind and body fit. So this is our Wednesday call. I'm Ruth Williams. And so we welcome you, and especially welcome any of you who have not been on the call before. If you're on the phone and not on the call, if you need any help, please speak up now. Right, well, I am deleting the opportunity for the chimes to chime in. All right, Steve always likes that when we turn those chimes off. So I'm going to probably continue for a few days looking at the brain. All of these things that we have on our daily basic, our basics, our 10-point chart and journal are things that are you'll find also on your way to a healthy brain. If you don't have a healthy body, you're not going to have a very healthy brain, probably. I don't know. I've known some people have really great brains, but to keep it in good health. One of the things here's on our learning little tips that sort of relates to the brain today. Let me get my little red dot out. Is came up yesterday in something. What's the difference between folate and folic acid? Does everybody already know this except me? Folate is a general term for a group of water-soluble B vitamins, and it is also known as B9. Folic acid refers to the oxidized synthetic compound used in dietary. And you know what synthetic is? It is a naughty word when it comes to eating. Composed in dietary supplements and food fortification, whereas folate refers to the various tetrahydrofolate. Is a coenzyme in many reactions, especially in the metabolism of amino acids and nucleic acids. And so, if we want to metabolize our amino acids and our, I better use a nucleic acids for another day because I'm not sure exactly what they do. If anybody does, they can speak up a little bit. They're naturally found in food, anyway. And so, we would want to have folate, not folic acid. Probably. Any comments? If you have any more information about that, I'd be glad to hear it.
Are you saying that folic acid we shouldn't have?
It is the synthetic form. So, folate is that would be the preferred form, I would think. In my experience, we would rather have not have chemicals making up our vitamin, but we want to have the real thing. Now, I don't know exactly what we have in our supplements. Hopefully we have folate. I didn't even check.
Folic acid.
We have folic acid. Whoops, I want to change this. Oh, well. Okay, so here we have a lifeline. Just a picture. This picture are the things that you do to just stay healthy and have a long life. And that, I assume, are everybody's goal, stay healthy and have a long life. And so I added a few things. Here's a comfy mattress. We have that. It doesn't look exactly like that, but and here's one for our sleep that Nikan has. I looked all around his chart, and I couldn't find any water. So I added a few glasses of water, like 8 of them, on here. But we have more than just eating we have to do. We have, in addition to the diet that we want to have, we have sleeping and stress and exercise. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about the brain. Again, wanting to know a little bit more about what the different parts of the brain are. I just put that on there. We're not going to study it today or anything, but if you would like to, you can get one off of the computer and study it as well. So, boost your memory is one thing. In 5 weeks, you can boost your memory. An Australian study found that folate boosts memory in as little as 35 days. Women who participated in a study published in the Journal of Nutrition saw improved memory performance after taking 750 micrograms of folate daily. That's about 1 cup of cooked spinach and 1 cup of cooked lentils. The folate supplements and folic acid are recommended during pregnancy to help prevent birth defects. You should otherwise get your folate from food. So it might be all right to have the folic acid in supplements. So we do want to have our food as well. Try these. I have a lot more than 7 surprising ways to boost your brain power today. So that's what we're talking about, is boosting our brain. So I had forgotten I put that on there. A little joke for those who are on the screen. Okay, here are some foods that are brain foods. We have the avocados and the coconut. Good fats. My brain's feeling much better these days. Thank you. Thanks to all you guys. Oranges, vitamin C, potassium, high pH, berries are the antioxidants. I think there's another picture that tells a little bit better what they are good for. The dark chocolate must have, 60% of cocoa in it. Stay away from extreme consumption of coffee. Our good fish, our bananas, again, high in potassium, and our eggs. And there's another picture that tells us what these things are better for, though. It'll be a little bit better. 13 brain foods to boost your brain and memory. Almonds. Well, I ought to have a healthy brain. Increase blood flow to the brain. Walnuts are high in omega-3. Blueberries improve learning and motor skills. I suppose you have to practice and work a little bit while you're eating them. Brussels sprouts has tryptophan, which converts to serotonin in the brain. And broccoli assists in proper brain functioning. I better eat some more. Cauliflower assists in cleansing white matter in the brain and spine. Have you ever heard of that? I had not. Speaking of cauliflower, and if any of you have anything to say as we go through here, I think I mentioned it on here, but getting a couple of heads of cauliflower and cooking them up, cleaning them, break them up in little clumps, little pieces, and then cook them just like potatoes, and then mash them up just like potatoes. I can eat an unending amount. Just think how low calorie, and they're going to do all the house cleaning for you in your brain and your spine. I think that's exciting. You guys think that's exciting?
Yes,
yeah.
I'm going to buy a head of cauliflower today.
You'll need two. That really cooks down.
Okay.
ginger, anti-inflammatory, may help protect the brain from disease. Well, there's quite a few recipes that have ginger in them. You guys, do you know if it makes a difference in these recipes whether I use the ginger that I bought as a spice or if I must need to get them, my little ginger roots and peel and then shred them or scrape them? Does it make a difference? Anybody know that?
Well, the only thing I guess I don't know exactly, but I would think just logically is that any time you can get it from the source would be better than something that would be powdered or whatever. It would be fresher.
Fresher is better. That is undoubtedly true. Thank you, Monty.
I just started using that, and gee, I don't know how to keep it from going bad because there's only two of us here, and I got the smallest piece of ginger I could. But boy, do I ever love to put a little bit of that in our stir fry with our. Oh man, it's so good!
Wow,
fresh ginger.
Well, I had the same problem, Mary Lou. It just would go bad because probably I wasn't using it enough. But and also, you know, with a shortage of time, and you want to cut some corners, I think probably I bet I'm using just the spice that I have by in a bulk spice, but. The thing I to do, I guess one thing would be to taste and see what taste difference you would notice. Maybe I could do a little experiment. Apples, I didn't really know that apples were a power food for mind, body, and emotions. So.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
That's right. Been keeping up on that lately. Watermelon targets brain function. Well, at high pH. Really high pH there might be a difference. I'm not sure. I think I might be interested in knowing why each of these are doing these things. Cabbage. High intake of the cruciferous may lower risk of brain, lung, and prostate cancer. Wow. If people just ate more cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower, although that being a crucifer, oh, and the Brussels sprouts too, I think, are crucifer. I have a bad time with that word. Cruciferous. Instead of aspartame and jello with all that aspartame in it and different things, I guess only the sugarless jello, I should say, has aspartame. Okay. Lettuce helps increase blood flow to the brain and cleanse blood plaque. Well, let's have some more lettuce. I didn't know that. I thought it was kind of a wimpy spinach, even though I eat a lot of it.
I do, too.
And I like it. But, I don't know, iceberg lettuce, I really thought was less than good. But, yeah, this looks like a nice, healthy romaine. I use a nice, my butter bunch or butterhead bunches or whatever they're called. They have different
names. Butter bib.
All those kind that are have sort of thick, I would think I get a little bit better nutrients from. Okay, cantaloupe supports the brain. Very high pH and lower carb or calorie than watermelon. Pine nuts help stimulate brain activity. That dentist, he always eats them on a salad. I feel like I'm eating pine needles. I'm going to have to eat some of his pine nuts. And I haven't figured out how to grow them. And they're pretty pricey, but maybe they're worth it. He sure is smart. Okay. Here's just a little bunch of pretty vegetables. I just thought it was a pretty picture. But all of these will recommend vitamins to improve memory and alert brain. Which one of these do we not eat? We eat all of these, do we? I just was trying to make a new soup last night, and so I took some red cabbage that I had frozen, and it was time to get it used up, and put apples in it, but I haven't tried it yet. I didn't get finished with the soup, and I'm going to blend it, and then put some, I put some onions and garlic. I put onions and garlic in everything. Something else, I put a little bit of ginger in it. That's what I have to add. Okay, so some other things that weren't mentioned on some of the others. Well, here's our fish. Salmon being the number one, probably. Someplace. Oh, I have a little list here. I could tell you a little bit more. I think I want to look at some of these. Here are the eggs. Eggs are a source of protein, of course, is necessary for our brain, particularly choline, which is a vitamin B complex. Choline contains an egg yolk, plays a role in the production of neurotransmitters. I didn't really know that we got to build up some more neurotransmitters, and so I was very excited about that. I have taken a lecithin form of choline for years and years because I really could tell a huge difference when I started using it. I had no retention. And that was when I was practically a teenager. Brain helps regulate the production of neurotransmitters in the brain helps regulate mood, behavior, and memory. It also helps with alertness and improves cognitive performance. Well, pass the eggs. Okay. Salmon. We'll pretend that fish is a salmon. He doesn't exactly look like a salmon. Is a sustainable source of omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats improve your memory, are essential for proper development and function of the brain. Essential fatty acids are not produced by the body and must be obtained with a diet. They play an important role in brain function and are highly concentrated in the brain. I bet you guys already knew that. Whole grains. It doesn't have to be wheat. Whole grains such as brown rice, oatmeal, and other grain products made with 100% whole wheat flour can increase blood flow and help deliver oxygen to your brain at peak performance. They also help supply the brain with glucose, something your brain needs to function properly. That makes me think of coconut, which I don't have in this picture, but which will substitute for that glucose to keep our brain. Yes.
Oh, no, go ahead. Keep your brain what?
Functioning properly.
You know, there's so many people, after we watched the GMO trailer and that GMO movie, I actually watched the whole movie, I just wonder, you know, so many people are allergic to wheat or have that celiac.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's become more and more and more and more common. Don't you think that it's probably really not the wheat, but it's the way the wheat is grown?
I very much think so. When I was in Europe, I didn't have any problem at all.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's been chemicalized somehow. Some people might be allergic to wheat. It's recommended in the scriptures. Or maybe it's just grain, and we all thought it was wheat. Because there are other grains that we can eat, but I'm not sure why they don't give the same problem because of the gluten. So gluten does because it's sticky, you know, it's kind of sticky and it kind of can gum up your intestines if you don't absorb well, and it's just maybe primarily producing a problem with absorption. But other than with the celiac people who really have a problem with it, I'm not sure exactly the answer to all of that. I don't think I have a thing on asparagus here. Here's one that is not on one of these pages, I don't think. Let me look on. No, that's all my pages. I'm going to tell you a few others. That green leafy vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, spinach, rich in B6, B12, folate, are compounds needed by the brain to break down homocysteine levels, which can lead to forgetfulness and even Alzheimer's. Did I have that homocysteine up here on this? I need my thumbnails. I didn't. I have it on a different page. Do any of you remember about homocysteine? I need that back on one of my lists. I do not know. I do not remember about homocysteine. I was going to look it up, but I didn't. So I was wondering if any of you guys did remember what it is and what it does. We'll have to check it out later, a different time. Another subject. Okay, avocados contain monounsaturated fats, which is one of the healthy fats that the brain needs to function properly. Monounsaturated fats contribute to normal flow and even help lower high blood pressure as well as prevent strokes. Give me another avocado. Wow.
Homocysteine is an amino acid found in the blood naturally. Is that what you were asking about? It's an amino acid?
Yes.
Elevated levels of homocysteine is one of the things they look for in the blood and is linked to cardiovascular disease. High levels of amino acid also damage the linings of the... said Seymour. Damage to the blood, damaged linings of the blood vessels. There you go.
Okay. Now then, that. Thank you, Mary Lou. That's very helpful. And then we need to know, maybe on another day, it must come from protein foods. It's an amino acid. So maybe that's why we shouldn't eat too much meat.
Folic acid or folate is a form of vitamin D found in green leafy vegetables, such as, this says, what are the causes of increased homocysteine levels?
Oh.
Folic acid or folate is a form of vitamin B found in green leafy vegetables such as spinach, broccoli, and lettuce and grains. Grain products fortified with folic acid. Oh, high level of homocysteine, do you want to know this? In your blood could mean that you aren't getting enough folic. It says Seymour.
Sorry. So our folic acid is going to, it said somewhere there that it, that's what we just read, that it countered it.
Right, and this all goes to
under the
green
leafy vegetables.
Yep. According to Mayo Clinic, human bodies need homocysteine to create protein and make tissue. However, American Heart Association reports too much of the substance, an amino acid found in blood plasma, can cause stroke, heart, and vascular disease. But there's no evidence as of 2010 that reducing a high homocysteine level will cut your risk of heart disease.
Okay, thank you, Mary Lou. That's very
helpful.
All right. Okay, want to know what the very best brain food is? According to this healthy food list?
Yes.
Tell us. I hear you panting. These lovely blue gems, are not only delicious, but packed with high antioxidants, a high source of vitamin C, and dietary fiber. Researchers found that a diet that includes blueberries significantly improves learning capacity and memory function. Blueberries are perhaps the best brain food of all because they increase the potential of neuron signals, protect the brain against oxidative stress, and reduce the effect of age-related memory conditions such as dementia and Alzheimer's disease. I'm going to have healthy raccoons this year. They're 8 miles from my blueberries.
They'll be smarter next year.
Thanks, Kathleen.
You'll have to get smarter than they are real fast.
How can I? It ate my blueberries. Almonds. Like fish, almonds are high in omega-3 fatty acids. They are also rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E. Antioxidants support healthy brain cell communication through the neurotransmitter and increase healthy blood circulation, especially throughout the vast network of small blood vessels of the brain, allowing you to stay focused and alert and functioning at peak mental capacity. Wow.
That's why you're always...
I didn't eat my almonds.
Yeah, that's why you're always snacking on almonds.
Yeah, I'll see if I can keep it brain alert. For a while, you know, when they're telling us to eat no fat, I said, I don't care what they say. I don't believe it. I'm eating almonds anyway. That was, I don't know, when we still lived in Yakima.
Yeah.
Sunflower seeds are a rich source of vitamin E. And about 30 grams provides 30% of your total daily intake. Vitamin E is one of the major antioxidants that will help you reduce your age memory loss, making it one nutrient that you can't miss out. Well, I'm doing pretty well. I put sunflower seeds on almost every salad. Actually, I slowed down a little bit because I thought maybe I was getting a little much. Sweet potatoes we haven't talked about. Sweet potatoes are very nourishing for the brain. Yay! They are rich in carbohydrates, vitamins B6, and antioxidant nutrients, which not only cleanse the blood, but also help to improve brain power significantly. Kidney beans can improve your cognitive function. One cup of kidney beans contains nearly 19% of the recommended daily allowance for B vitamins, thiamine, it's plural and then it only gives me one, thiamine, which is essential for cognitive function because it is needed to synthesize choline. Wow, I better eat some more kidney beans. I wonder if that includes kidney beans. When you say kidney beans, does that include all the little round beans, little beans that are shaped like kidney beans, or just the ones that are called kidney beans? I would think it would include them all, wouldn't you? Or do you know?
Don't know.
Because pinto beans, we eat mostly pinto beans, and then black beans. I would think that they would be the same. Maybe we can look up and see how much B vitamins, thiamine, are in them. Okay, apples. Yay for apples. Apples contain high levels of quercetin, and I'm not sure the pronunciation of that, and
quercetin.
Antioxidant. Pardon me?
Quercetin.
Thank you, Kathleen. Quercetin, an antioxidant that has been shown to protect against Alzheimer's disease. Apples. Boy, there's an apple a day. Keep the doctor away, may I do? In addition to helping protect your memory and your brain, apples have also been shown to decrease the risk for many cancers. Then we have cranberries, protecting against free radical damage, and the bitterness in the fruit can improve your memory and coordination. Maybe I can get it someplace else. No, I eat lots of cranberries. I eat cranberries all the time. Almost, I eat them with my almonds. I buy the ones in the store in the book that are sweetened with apple juice. They also provide necessary antioxidants, keeping us fit and healthy. Grapes all contain quercetin and anthocyanins, compounds that have been known to help in the memory areas. More grapes. Carrots, we know about carrots, and it's what it tells us is what we know. Soy has a full balance of protein, which triggers neurotransmitters, However, we should say that almost all the soy is now GMO, so you better watch out. And it also, having too much soy, also does have fluoride in it, which affects your thyroid, as we have recently learned. Strawberry
persistent helps if you're having allergic problems with your food. If you eat something that strikes you bad, quercetin helps that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kathleen. That would be great.
Naturopathic doctor gave it to me for that.
Will you spell that?
Quercetin.
Wow.
Thank you.
She even knows how to spell it. Okay. Great. Thank you. Strawberry is very good. Improving brain cell abilities to send and receive signal molecules to communicate. I think I'll have some more of those. Pumpkin seeds are a power food, rich in nutrients, including vitamin A, vitamin E, zinc, precious omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. The zinc found in pumpkin seeds plays an important role in improving memory and brain function. Zinc. There is a good source of zinc. All right. Other one I know is oysters. Anybody else know any good sources of zinc? Me either. Eggplant contains a nutrient called nasunin, keeping our brain sharp by increasing communication between our brain cells and messenger molecules. Lastly, you'll like this one, dark chocolate. Lovers would be pleased to know that dark chocolate is loaded with antioxidants. You guys know this already. And also have a natural stimulant that can help improve concentration or focus. But the important thing, I think, is it said, not all chocolate will do, and it needs to be good quality dark chocolate, and it has to have more than 60% of cocoa. Okay.
Ruth?
Yes.
Zinc. I think this was the day you missed the call. Foods that provide zinc, of course, were oysters that you mentioned, red meat, poultry, seafood such as crab and lobsters, fortified breakfast cereals, which we don't eat. Okay, beans, nuts, whole grains, and dairy products, which provide some zinc.
Okay, well, thank you. I didn't ever hear that. All right.
Hello.
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 Someone want to say something? This
well,
is
I'm
a hospital call.
If you're really looking for zinc, a good place you can find zinc, it's called the Omega 4s. It has over 550 milligrams, and it has that 333% of what the RDV is, of what they're recommending. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Okay. Well, you know, I've been wanting to learn a little bit more about zinc because I've been trying to find it, but I must have been getting distracted here and there. That there were different kinds of zinc, and I finally found them, but I haven't found out which one. But if you just rely on the food, well, then we don't have to worry about it because we know we'll be getting the right kind, I think. But,
oh, I know. It was the Mega Daily. Okay, you meant the Mega. Did you say the Mega Daily 4s?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. 303% for women and men, I think.
Yep. You know, if we just take our multivitamin daily, I really feel, I really feel that's beneficial because all the things we normally talk about on this call are all in our Omega 4 dailies, and I think that's one of the reasons that I really respect what Nikin has done in regards to that. What was the thing, Mary Lou, that we discussed that it isn't in the women's?
Was that the iodine, Monty, that I couldn't find on the label of women's?
I think it was iodine.
Yes, it's the Omega 4 for men has 100% of the iodine, but it is not on the for women.
Right, and that's in the form of, iodine is in the form of kelp.
Right. And I was surprised that it wasn't in the women's, but I checked the label. I also went into Nikon and looked at the supplement sheet. I should send him a message and ask
him
about it.
There's a good reason for that, but I can't remember what it is. Some reason why some people can't have that extra iodine.
Iodine supplements might interact with anti-thyroid medications.
Right.
Used to treat hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm.
Taking high doses of iodine with anti-thyroid medications could cause your body to produce too little of the thyroid hormone. Maybe that's why.
Oh, I thought we were taking thyroid to help us increase. I mean, taking iodine and wanting to have some iodine so that we had better thyroid production. That's a little confusing. Okay.
Could cause your body to produce too little thyroid hormone. That's if you're taking high doses of iodine with anti-thyroid medications.
Anti-thyroid?
Could cause your body...
that would be if you have too much thyroid?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes better sense, yes. Okay. Now, brain exercise... there's
also
a bunch of little games you can find online to take and try these little games or some other little games. Sudoku, or however you pronounce that, or crossword puzzles, brain exercise. Just figuring out some of these computer things are probably some brain exercise. Oh, I forgot to move that. This brain is out of order back here. You can't see it very well. Okay, so our time is up, and so... we shall get on and feed our brain and exercise. And tomorrow night we will have a WebEx with Mary Lou and I talking a little bit more about what to do to help to protect our children, since that's our theme this month. So everybody have a great day. And
great call, Ruth. It really totally made sense.
Well, thanks, Monty.
Food, but the proper food.
I made my grocery list while I was on this call. Thank you, Ruth.
Yeah, now we know what to fix up for dinner.
I have just one more question before you leave. Is there any way that I could get, you could send me that particular slide you're showing right now on the WebEx? I'd like to utilize that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I can manage that, I think. I'll pop it into a Word document. I think I can do that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you. I'll send it. Maybe I'll just send it to the whole bunch of you, whole bunch of the group.
Yes. Yeah,
thank
you.
Okay. All righty. All right. Thanks, all of you guys.
And
talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.